Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the ninth day of Shvat, Topshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Ksubos, Perakei, Mishnah Vav. Because of the previous Mishnah, which talked about a man who makes a neder, a vow, for his wife, or that his wife shouldn't do work, our Mishnah is going to talk about a specific type of a neder, which is much more serious, and it involves marital relations. Says the Mishnah, Hamadiris ishto mitashmesh amito, a person who forbids, who makes a vow that he will never ever have benefit from having relations with his wife. Now he phrases it in such a way. He says, the hanah, the benefit of relations with you is forbidden on me. Now that vow will be valid, but if he does the opposite, if he says that I forbid you, my wife, from having benefit from our relations, that will not even get up. That is not even valid. Why? Because it goes against the Torah. The Torah says that you cannot stop your wife having benefit from your tashmish because from your relationship. The Torah says, anosa liyigra, you cannot hold back her oina, her relations. You're allowed to, if he says it on himself, well, okay, he shouldn't have done it. As we'll soon see in the Mishnah, there are consequences. But at least the vow is valid. Says the Mishnah, what happens if a person does this? Beishamay Oimrim Shtei Shabbosos. They say we give him 2 weeks. And afterwards, if he still maintains that vow and he doesn't get released from that vow, he must divorce her and pay her the ksuba. Beisil Oimrim, no. Shabbos Achas, not even 2 weeks, 1 week. If he still will not release himself from that vow after 1 week, that's it. Then he has to go out. Then he has to divorce her and give her a get and ksuba. So why? What's the reason for 2 weeks and one says 1 week? The machlok, as the Gemara says, is that the time that a woman is impure for her husband after giving birth is 2 weeks if it's for a girl. And the time that a woman is tomei min haTorah, that is, for when she has a period, is 1 week. Beis Shammai say we learn from the period that she's away from her husband after giving birth. And therefore, up to 2 weeks, we can still tolerate the marriage. The marriage will still be intact. After that, no more. He'll say no. We learn the period of separation or the period of the vow will be equivalent to the amount of time that she has to be away from him when she's a nidah, and that is 1 week. Now the Mishnah turns to a different topic. HaTalmidim, students, married students that are going to learn Torah, Yotzim laTalmud Torah shelo birshus, 30 yom. They can go and learn Torah in another city. They don't have to get permission from their wives, up to a period of 30 days. Even though, of course, during those 30 days, they won't be with their wives. They won't be able to have marital relations. Hapoyalim, workers, that go out to work in another city without permission from their wives, they can go Shabbos Achas for up to 1 week. Ha'oina ha'amura batora. What is the mitzvah of oina? How often does a man have to live with his wife and perform marital relations to be yotz of the mitzvah? Says the Mishnah, it depends on the occupation. Hatayolin, if people are travelers that are retired and they're pleasure seekers, basically, they're healthy and they're not working, b'chol yom, their obligation is every day. Hapoyolim, workers, these are workers that work locally in the city, shtayim b'shabbos, twice a week. Hachamorim, donkey drivers that take their transport goods on donkeys to nearby places, achas b'shabbos, once a week. Hagamolim, if we're talking about camel drivers that travel to faraway places, achas l'shleshem yom, once in 30 days. Hasaponim, sailors that go even further, they can stay out of their houses for a longer time, achas l'shisha chadoshim, they only have to perform marital duty once every 6 months. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer during as far as the periods of time that a person has to perform the mitzvah of oina, of marital duty. However, as far as the matter of Talmidim leaving their wives to go out to learn, whereas Rabbi Eliezer said they can go out for 30 days, up to 30 days, without permission of their wife, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is like the Chachamim, who hold that a husband can leave to learn Torah, go away from his house, even for 2 years or 3 years. And that is the halacha that the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Ishus, Parak Yud Dalet, halacha beis. Mishnah Zayin. Hamaredes al Baila. What happens if a woman rebels? She says, no, no more relations. How long do we give her? Poichasin la miksubasa shiva de naran b'shabbos. We say that she will reduce the amount that she gets on the ksuba by 7 dinarin every single week that she maintains this this rebellious state. Rabbi Huda Amar Shiva Tarpe Ikin. He says, no, not 7 dinarin, 7 half dinners. So that's 3.5 dinners per week. Admosai hu poiches. How far can this go? How long can such a situation continue where he keeps on reducing the amount payable on the ksuba because of her rebellious state? Ad kedeged ksubasa, until it reaches that there's nothing left for the ksuba, until the face value of the ksuba. If the ksuba was a 200 dinar, then up to 200 dinar, and then he divorces her and she loses the ksuba. However, he cannot keep her going, or we cannot keep this situation going, where not only has it eaten into the whole ksuba, but it's actually now moved into possessions that she had received from her father's house, that we don't do. We will not do that. That's the pin of the Tanakhama, or Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi says, No. If she maintains that rebellious state, the husband can keep on not only reducing to the ksuba to zero, but he can even into eating up, even if it eats into her nechosim, into the properties that she has from her father's home, as long as she stays in her mirda, in her rebellious state. Shema tippel la yirusha mokamacher. And if she gets yirusha, she gets possessions, she inherits something from another, from some relative, then govar mana. The husband can even claim from that as well, according to the shear of 7 dinarim per week, or according to Rabbi Yudah, 7 tarpe ikin per week. V'cheina amoyer alishtoi. And so it is also if the man rebels against his wife and he doesn't want to give her oina, marital duty, mosifin ala al ksubasa shalosha dinarim b'shabbos. We add to the ksuba, he'll have to pay her extra 3 dinarim per week. Rabbi Yudah shalosha tarpa ikin, he again is more lenient, he says only a dinner and a half per week, which is three tarpa ikin, three half dinners. Now why is there the difference for a man and then for a woman? The Gemara explains, because the tsar, the pain of the man, is greater by she rebelling and not giving him tashmish, is more than her pain when he doesn't give her tashmish. And for that reason, the onesh, the punishment, is greater in the case of the moiredes, of the wife who rebels, rather than the husband who rebels. Now, the Gemara also brings that this was the initial plan, the initial plan, if you like, or method in which to deal with a rebellious wife or rebellious husband. However, the rabbis got together and they made the following decision, and that is that in a situation where there is a woman who rebels against a husband and refuses to live with him, they would publicly announce 4 weeks in a row, this woman has morda b'baila, and they would send her a message from Beis Din, a warning, saying, you should know that even if your ksuba is 100 mona, 100 mona is a massive, that's 10,000 dinar, you'll lose it all. And they would tell her before the hachrosa, they would announce him, before they publicly shame her, publicly announce about this woman, they would tell her first, give her a warning and tell her that they're about to do that. And it's after the hachrosa, after the 4 weeks are over, or the 4 weeks of public shaming are over, if she still refuses, then she must leave the marriage and will not even get a ksuba. She will tetzeb l'ksuba.